Do you believe that some of these things being sprayed, Will, are perhaps related to HARP? Do you think that there is been a suggestion that HARP, with what it bounces off the ionosphere, might interact with some of these particles being sprayed from planes? Do you think that might be, it could be something to that, weather control connected?
I called Bernard Eastland in Texas and caught him at his backyard barbecue, and of course he's the man who invented HARP.
Yes.
And I said, what about this? We have this material, is it possible? And we have this cobweb material, I said, that's coming down, but it doesn't act like cobwebs. It's 40, 60 feet long, drapes over power lines, airports, police cruisers. What is this stuff? Could this be a polymer? And if so, could that be related to HARP? And he told me, interesting you mentioned that, because there's a company in Ohio, that's where Wright-Patterson is, as we mentioned, and that produces a polymer that can be tuned to the RF, or the radio frequency, of HARP. He said, I don't know if that's the case, but it's certainly possible. I said, well, why did you invent this thing, this HARP, in the first place? He said, for weather modification. That was our primary goal.
Have you ever heard HARP?
Oh, yes, I heard it during I heard the woodpecker, the Soviet version.
No. I'm talking about the Alaskan HARP setup. You've never heard that. Listen carefully. This was recorded within the last week. This is HARP. These are giant antennas, acres of antennas in Alaska, producing a signal like the one you're hearing right now, called HARP. That's one transmission. Here again is another. You're hearing HARP from Alaska as recorded within the last week. There you got it, Will. That's HARP. That's two examples of HARP in the last week.
That's fantastic. I will say that the two scientists interviewed at Columbus Alive did confirm that HARP was involved with one of their projects. They didn't use the word chemtrails, but that's what they were referring to, the two separate Air Force projects. They said HARP was involved. As you noted, HARP is involved with the ionosphere, but it goes right through the lower atmosphere unless, and Bernard Eastland confirmed this in our conversation, unless you put some kind of reflective material or matrix in the atmosphere, and then you can bounce HARP off of that and heat the atmosphere and mess with the weather and local conditions that way.
Man, that seems awfully open of him in a kind of a casual conversation with somebody named Will Thomas, who's known to talk about this sort of thing publicly. Weren't you surprised that he would reveal that?
Not really. He hadn't heard of me, and he was very proud of his invention, Art.
Oh.
And he liked to talk about it. He was very, very proud of it. And, of course, he emphasized, and I must emphasize as well, he didn't know this thing. He just said, yes, this is all very possible. We built it to do these things, and I'm very proud of what we've accomplished. And if you go to his website now, you'll see a menu of future projects with all kinds of tampering on the menu as they increase, and by the way, ramp up the power of HARP to, they're heading toward 1 billion watts of power.
I know.
Holy smokes.
I know.